Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And do you forget how tuned in you are to universal patterns? Do you live each day feeling interconnected with the greater realities of life? Probably not as much as you could. So to help you do that better, we have this wonderful book that I've been reading. I love it. It's so comprehensive, and it can really help you tune in to the larger picture of you. And it's called The Science of Planetary Signatures in Medicine, Restoring the Cosmic Foundations of Healing. That's what we need. So we're going to talk with the author of this wonderful book, Jennifer Gell. Did I pronounce it right, Jennifer?
Yeah, you did. It's pronounced like it's G-A-L-E, just for anyone listening. It's Gale.
Oh, Gale. Okay.
But you
That's
did a really good job, Peter.
I had a feeling. So this is incredible. And, you know, I want to start off, I've never done this before, but I want to start off with your afterword. After we get done reading your book, because this is so beautiful. I'm going to post this up on my wall and just keep it handy to look at a lot. Do you want to read it or shall I?
I'll go ahead. I think I have it memorized. The afterword is, attune with the moon and follow the sun. Let trust be your guide when each day is done. The chaos unfolding finds order in time, for time follows cycles of heaven's design. Push not the river, seek not to divide, for all things are one, in one all abide.
You know, that's so important to have, especially today, when everything feels divisive. And,
yes.
You know, we just feel fragmented and
yes.
Don't know what's up from down. And there's, you know, so much discord. And yet, here it is, you know, for all things are one, in one all abide. And so it all is
yes.
one, even as fragmented as it all is.
Yes.
It's part of universal patterns that are meant to exist for mm-hmm. our greater good, for the good of evolution.
It all
that
plays
we
a
don't
role.
Understand.
It all plays a role. That's right.
Right. And so if we can step back and be in this poem of yours each day, you know, to just, you know, allow the flow.
Yes.
And, you know, it's following the cycles of heaven's design. And that's what your book is about. And your book
yes.
is very comprehensive about all of heaven's design. You know, some people might think it's about astrology. It's it was very little astrology in it, really. It's so much of everything else.
Yeah, it plants the seed idea for why astrology has been around for as long as it has and how astrology can be used medicinally, really, for body, mind, spirit healing. But yes, as I began the research for this book, truly it was a magical unfolding of information coming in. And so I do, you know, make it a point in my preface to let readers know that this experience for me was a matter of trusting in the process as it is unfolding. And even as my life has unfolded, I haven't acquired knowledge in the ways that many worldly renowned researchers and scientists have. I consider myself to a much lesser degree, but in the same vein, if you will, as someone like Hildegard von Bingen, who felt inferior, and yet she, through going within she was able to glean wisdom and experience, especially just in observing nature and our own connection to nature. And that's kind of how I feel life has unfolded for me. We all have our ups and downs. We all have our challenges and things that, you know, whatever we've suffered, we can't compare to another's suffering. I mean, it's all so subjective, but when we're in it, there's nothing worse, you know, as we perceive it. And yet, when you are able to understand the larger cycles that are playing out, and that there really is no such thing as dark night of the soul, even though I call it that. I heard a really wise person, and I wish I could remember where I heard this, but he said, it's only dark night of the ego, because it's the ego that is having to shed its attachments in order to, the soul is always rejoicing. The soul knows that what is happening for the greater good of the individual soul and for the collective.
Right. The ego is the outward judge.
And yes.
It's saying, oh, this can't be good.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
But I want to say that what you were saying is very important about understanding our relationship to the whole and comparing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important to know the patterns that we're born into. And I mm-hmm. do a lot of work with self-discovery using human design system, using destiny cards and other tools, mm-hmm. numerology, so that we can understand why we're who we are, so that we can let other people be the way they need to be.
Yes.
And understand these are the, you know, I like the way you put it in the book. These are our celestial signatures, our mm-hmm. Cosmic imprints.
Yes.
And I do actually a healing about 10 times a week for close to 100 people, where I use our birth dates. And mm-hmm. it's our, I say that birth dates are our spiritual signature in the universe.
That's
right. And so I have people put their hands on their birth date within we draw a circle, an 8-inch circle, and it's not, I mean, they use a green ink, I use a blue ink, and then I put my right hand on the circle with their birth date, they put their left hand on the circle with their birth date, and through 10 minutes, there's actually a transmission that deconditions mm-hmm. the psyche using that. So it's
that's cool.
I've been doing that for a few years now, and people get tremendous results from this, and also even while their
yeah.
hand is on their sitting on their birth date, all kinds of for some people, all kinds of strange energies go through their hands and arms, and you know, crazy things.
You know,
happen.
That's really interesting, and it's bringing to mind an idea that I hadn't really thought about, but I've heard astrologers say that when a person actually draws their natal chart, something magical like what you're describing and very healing takes place. We have computers, of course, to do everything and to print the chart out, but
I like that.
It would
yeah.
be interesting to experiment with the idea of even on a printed chart to have someone put their hands on that and feel what energy exchange might occur. But
anytime you come into
ways.
Contact, yeah, you come when you come into mm-hmm. contact with your design.
Yes,
looking at it, hearing it, touching it, it integrates more of you together, and you know
exactly.
yourself better.
Yes,
and
yes.
you're somebody who walks your talk in your work that you do, and. You know, and we'll talk about that also, about sound healing and what that means mm-hmm. in terms of the whole universe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, it's
well,
very important.
Something that was really a revelation to me in the process of writing this was encountering or becoming reacquainted with Pythagorean concepts and how number itself implies order, and number in time is music, number in space is geometry, and number in space-time is astronomy. And I thought, oh my gosh, I mean, this is incredible, because astronomy, being the language of the cosmos, then makes a case for astrology, which is the language of the individual's connection to the cosmos, to the greater whole. So I know that astrology has gotten a bad rap by, you know, certain segments of or belief systems, but truly there is a remarkable healing power, as you are describing the birth date. And the other analogy is the snowflake, and how each snowflake has a unique design. And this is something that absolutely fascinated Wilson Bentley, just a miracle of nature that he said it all had to do with that snowflake's journey through cloudland, that is what gave it, what honed it into its unique configuration. And right. The soul and the consciousness is like that. It's our unique passage through the eternal creation, or I don't know.
We're living in resonance, and resonance is on all levels of form and math. I always say that everything is math, just mm-hmm. represented in, you know, different patterns of reality. And your book really is comprehensive about that. I mean, you cover so many different places. I was thinking today while I was getting ready for the show that there's so much that we could talk about, and maybe we should do even another interview, and you know, maybe next week if you have time. What's that?
I'd love to, yeah.
Oh, good.
If it works out,
that's
sure.
That's good. Well, you know, it's really, there's so much that you talk about in the book that I work with, I live with, and believe in, and I think a lot of our audience, because I've been doing this show for so many years, that a lot of the audience tunes into my shows regularly and appreciates, you know, the subject matter that I like to talk about and guests mm-hmm. I like to interview. So I think a lot of them are really appreciating what you do and what you're about. So I want to come back to the title of Signatures in Medicine, Foundations of Healing, and talk about healing. Talk about what medicine is, because medicine has been so corrupted. And,
yes.
and by the way, it's going to come back to its original form in the near future. You'll be happy to hear because... There's actually a new science of resonances, of frequencies that are being applied to healing that are beyond the power of any drugs out there. And,
right.
And they work purely on resonance. And this is, you know, it's alternative, and actually it's being embraced by the pharmaceutical community.
Really?
For the future, yes. Hundreds of millions of dollars are being put into this. And the FDA will have to abide by it, because the pharmaceutical industry wants it. And it will, you know, in a sense, it'll knock them out, but they can't keep going the way they're going, because they're only creating more and more harm. So we're going to come back to almost like the medicine in the early days, when we had that, you know, that hospital in Philadelphia, the Hahnemann Hospital. It still exists, and mm-hmm. nobody in that hospital, I don't think there's one doctor in the hospital who knows what Hahnemann did. He was a homeopath.
Yeah.
And the hospital was a homeopathic hospital, and I don't think anybody remembers that. So we're coming back into resonance. We have to move forward. We're in a new age, even though it looks like we're just in an age that everything is falling apart. It's just that the old is falling apart.
That's right. And I think it's inevitable that this happens at every changing age. And that's another thing that I allude to in the book of, you know, these larger cycles. And we are on the cusp of the coming age of Aquarius, and many things are changing. Old 3D linear thinking, fear-based decisions, and ego-based, you know, the ego needing to congratulate itself rather than, which is the lower vibration of Leo. Leo is the opposite sign of Aquarius. And so in that, in the lower vibration expression of Leo, it wants to take center stage and hold on to it. And the ego, as I said, you know, likes to congratulate itself. But the opposite, the Aquarian age, which we are moving into, is about how each person is unique and has a contribution to make. And it isn't just for the human species either. It's the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom. It's all living creatures and everything that was created by the infinite wisdom that creates worlds. Anyway, I also may have gotten us off track. So,
no, but we're also moving into the Mayans' ninth wave of consciousness.
So, absolutely. Yeah.
So this is a time that we can be hopeful about. We just don't know what it takes to, you know, change the scene.
Well, and so what I encourage is really what you've already stated, and that is to go within, to understand the self. And so getting back to this idea of medicine and what is medicine, it is, you know, rather than physician, heal thyself, my new motto is physician, know thyself. And each person has the power, the cosmic power within, to access and harness this healing. And so, right. You know, in ancient Sanskrit language, metta is the root word of what we know today as medicine, and it means intelligence and wisdom. Also comes from meditare, which I think is Latin. Sorry, I don't know all of my root language, but the idea is that it's meditating upon nature. And then, of course, nature comes from natal. And so when we meditate upon our own nature, as unique as it may be, it's also very much part of the whole. And so healing, and that's really what healing is, it comes from the old English word hal, H-A-L, which means whole. And so healing has everything to do with becoming whole. And the more...
To appreciate our role in it and understand that we can become more of who we need to be by knowing, as I said earlier, knowing ourselves through self-discovery, but also reading a lot of what's in your book and even having that direct us to follow up in different areas that we're even more interested in, we might find a new path for ourselves.
And so,
you know, there were so many ahas I got reading the book. And one, for instance, is that you talk about different herbs that are associated with different signs, astrological signs. And I looked at it, and I'm a Libra, and I saw mugwort associated with Libra, Oh my gosh, I had a whole big, almost a branch of mugwort that I pulled out of the ground, hanging in front of my window, you know, hundreds of leaves for a couple years. And I said, why do I want that mugwort there? I don't,
well,
you know,
it's
a good tea to drink, and it really helps you dream nicely at night and things like that. But I wasn't using it so much as I just wanted it, you know, felt good with its presence. And so when I read that in the book, I went, that's a tuning that I didn't even know about.
Yeah.
So I think we all have so many ways individually that we can find harmony. I want to get more into sound, not necessarily today, but because you're a sound expert. You work with healing with sound. And I think the more we appreciate that and understand how we can enhance ourselves by working with sounds more. I have all these recordings on my computer that I play a lot that have sounds that I really like to attune to. So we can talk more about that because this book is so interesting in so many ways. You talk about Phi and Fibonacci and universal geometry in ways that I think we really can appreciate how everything fits harmonically.
Yes, it does.
And mathematically.
I know. Yeah, there are so many different avenues that we could, or facets, from which we could begin any conversation. But I think to simplify for listeners is, and I will use Phi, P-H-I, as an example, is this number really does provide for us the metaphoric, the metaphor for diversity within unity. I mentioned before the infinite wisdom that creates worlds. It expresses itself in infinite ways. So why we humans often get caught up in, wanting to think the same, be the same, or want validation from someone else. Look, differences are going to occur because they're infinite perspectives. And Phi, P-H-I, is the irrational number, that,
it's the most harmonic
reconciles.
Number.
I'm sorry?
It's the most harmonic number. So it brings everything into harmony.
It brings it back to the source, back to the original equation, if you will. So it creates an infinity, and yet it reconciles those infinite expressions of number back to the one.
Well, I think, the Fibonacci numbers, as you talk about in the book, are the representative, they represent the diversity that underlies, or let's say, overlays Phi and expresses unique number combinations that allow for such diversity. And yet it all, the underpinning of Fibonacci, it attains to Phi. So Fibonacci understands why we live in such a diverse world that actually seeks harmony and can find it.
Yes. Absolutely. So we see these spirals in growth, in nature, in the growth of plants, and we see it in how the piano keyboard is structured. Phi or the Fibonacci sequence is everywhere, and it's just a matter of, nature really does provide all of the answers that we need. When we take a deeper look.
Right, and so your book really allows us to look at it in so many different ways. And so The book is The Science of Planetary Signatures in Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And people can, what's your website?
My website is soundworksbygehl.com.
Soundworksbygehl. Soundworksbygehl.com. That's great.
Right.
And one thing I'll get into, I think, next week is this incredible download I got when I read in your book about neuromelanin. And I started asking the universe what I could do with it, and they gave me an incredible empowerment tool using being able to use neuromelanin to its best advantage. And so I wouldn't have even been able to talk to the universe about it without having read about it in your book. So I really appreciate that, too. And
well, I have to thank Edward Bynum for that. I do want to just mention it was his book, Dark Light Consciousness, that brought that to my attention. But yes, it blew me away when I learned about it too.
Very few people know about neuromelanin. We know about melanin as on our skin, but this is in our bodies, and the power of it is talked about in your book. And so there's so much in this, and so glad to talk with you. We're getting to the end of the show, and it's really important, I think, for us to keep reminding ourselves of all the ways that we are in connection with life around us in harmonic ways, in ways that portend to a great future for us.
Absolutely.
So Jennifer, thanks so much. It's really a pleasure talking with you. I look forward to talking again next week, and we can get deeper into some of these ideas.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, and I look forward to another conversation.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Okay.
And
all right, bye.
And this is Peter Roth, host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at Peter at HeartRiver.org. Or 212-222-7748. Heart River has a lot of classes, Monday night classes. We have an intuitive development program starting at the end of March, and all kinds of great opportunities there. So please join us. Go to heartriver.org and see what's up. And I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.